All right, so you're probably wondering what's up with this A20 Pro chip Apple's working on, right? Well, eSIM Studios just dropped some pretty interesting details about this thing, and it sounds like we're talking next level silicon here,
Right.
powering the iPhone 18 Pro model, supposedly.
Yeah.
TSMC's 2-nanometer process. I mean, can you even
Oh,
imagine that? 2-nanometer.
it's mind-blowing.
It's like building a skyscraper on a postage stamp.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the level of miniaturization we're talking about here.
Really, though.
And the implications are huge. I mean,
Yeah.
we're talking major boosts in performance and efficiency.
Okay. So, like, how much of a boost are we talking? Quantify this for me.
Well, the early estimates suggest a potential 70% cost increase for Apple
70%.
compared to the A17 Pro.
Whoa. Okay. So, hold on a sec.
Yeah.
70%. That's gonna make those iPhones pretty pricey, right?
I think it's safe to say we can expect a price bump.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What's driving that cost up so high?
Well, the main culprit is TSMC's 2-nanometer wafers.
Okay.
They're coming in at a staggering $30,000 each.
$30,000.
Think about that. That's like the price of a luxury car.
Per wafer.
Yeah.
Jeez. So even though you get hundreds of chips from each wafer,
Yep.
that's still a pretty hefty investment for Apple.
Absolutely. It's a big gamble for them.
Okay, so eSIM Studios is saying that the A20 Pro itself could cost something like $85 per unit.
Yeah, around there.
But if those wafer prices are right, something doesn't really add up here. The A17 Pro was estimated at like what,
Oh,
$130?
about that?
And the A16 Bionic around $110?
Right.
How is this new chip built on this super expensive 2-nanometer process? How
Now,
could it be cheaper?
that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are a few possibilities.
Okay.
Maybe Apple struck some kind of crazy deal with TSMC,
Right.
you know, something we don't know about.
Yeah.
Or maybe these early cost estimates are just way off. We need more information to really get the full picture.
Yeah, true, true. Okay, so let's talk about timelines.
Right.
TSMC has already hit like a 60% yield in their trial production of these 2-nanometer chips.
Yeah, that's right.
What does that mean for like a potential iPhone 18 release?
Well, 60% yield in trial production, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It means we're probably closer to mass production than anyone thought.
Okay.
So if Apple's aiming for a fall 2025 release for the iPhone 18 Pro models, this puts them right on schedule.
But hold on, we've got analyst Ming-Hsi Kuo saying that none of the iPhone 17 models will even get this chip
Right.
because of those high wafer costs.
Yeah, those costs are a major factor.
He seems to think that the iPhone 18 series will be the first to rock this new tech.
That's his prediction.
Kuo is usually pretty reliable.
He's got a good track record.
If he's right, this means Apple might actually be okay with absorbing those initial high costs
Yeah.
to really push the limits with this iPhone 18 Pro.
It's a bold move if they do.
Right. It also suggests that they might be using the A20 Pro as a way to kind of differentiate their Pro models even more.
Yeah, make them stand out.
Make them super premium.
We have a real status symbol.
Yeah. Okay. And it gets even more interesting because Kuo also said he doesn't think that every single iPhone 18 model will even get the A20 Pro.
Oh, really?
So are we looking at like a tiered system here where only the most expensive iPhones get the newest chips?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, we're already seeing that with the current Pro and non-Pro
It's
models.
true.
It seems like a logical next step for Apple
Yeah.
to keep going down that path,
Yeah.
reserve their most advanced chips for their flagship devices.
Okay, so picture this.
All right.
We've got this crazy expensive chip, potentially only available in the priciest iPhone 18 models.
Right.
What's the big payoff here? What is Apple planning to do with all this power?
Well, that's the big question everyone's asking.
Yeah.
There's some buzz about TSMC having this thing called Cyber Shuttle.
Cyber shuttle.
Yeah, it's supposed to start in April 2025.
Okay.
And basically, it lets companies test their chip designs on shared wafers.
Like a carpool for chips.
Exactly. It could
Well, yeah.
potentially bring costs down, but it's not clear if that would apply to mass production of the A20 Pro for the iPhone 18.
Yeah, I was gonna say if Cyber Shuttle doesn't start till April 2025, when new iPhones usually drop in the fall,
Right.
how would that even
The
work?
timing is definitely tight.
Yeah.
Maybe Apple uses Cyber Shuttle for some early testing
Okay.
and then switches to dedicated wafer production
Yeah.
for the A20 Pro once it's ready for mass production in the iPhone 18.
Okay.
Or maybe those early cost estimates for the A20 Pro are just totally wrong. And the chip's actually way cheaper to produce than we think.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of unknowns here.
Yeah, we're missing some pieces of the puzzle for sure.
Definitely.
So we've got this potentially groundbreaking chip,
Right.
a lot of uncertainty about the price, and an even bigger question mark about what Apple's actually planning to do with it.
Yeah, what's their grand plan?
This A20 Pro is shaping up to be a fascinating story to follow.
Oh, for sure.
Buckle up,
This
folks.
is going to be a wild ride. Okay, so we know this A20 Pro chip is a potential beast,
Right.
but what does that actually mean for like the user experience?
Yeah, good point. Like, how will all this extra power translate into things we'll actually see and feel when we're using these new iPhones?
Well, one area where the A20 Pro could really shine is augmented reality.
Oh, yeah, AR.
Apple's been putting a lot of effort into AR.
Yeah, they have.
And this chip might just be the key to unlocking some truly mind-bending AR experiences.
Okay, I'm picturing AR apps that aren't just like overlays on the real world, but actually interact with it in a meaningful way.
Right,
Like,
exactly.
imagine wearing AR glasses
Okay.
powered by the A20 Pro that could guide you through like a complex repair by
Wow.
highlighting the exact parts you need to work on,
That would be amazing.
or even create interactive holographic displays
Yeah.
right in your living room.
That's the kind of future we're talking about.
Yeah.
AR experiences that feel so real and so responsive
Right.
that it blurs the lines between the digital and physical
Oh,
worlds
yeah.
and the A20 Pro with its processing power. It could handle the complex computations needed to make that happen seamlessly.
That's a pretty compelling vision of the
I
future.
think so.
But let's not forget about the present.
Right.
There are plenty of demanding tasks that people are doing on their iPhones right now
Absolutely.
that could benefit from this extra power.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Take mobile gaming, for instance.
Okay.
With the A20 Pro,
Yeah.
we could be talking about console quality graphics and gameplay experiences
On a
on a
smartphone.
smartphone.
No way.
Imagine playing like a super graphically intense game on your phone
Yeah.
with zero lag.
Wow.
Smooth frame rates
Okay.
and visuals that rival what you'd see on a dedicated gaming console.
That's a huge leap.
That's the kind of leap the A20 Pro could enable.
That would be a game changer for mobile gaming.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about raw graphical power, right?
Right.
The A20 Pro's efficiency improvements could also have a big impact on everyday tasks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A more efficient chip means longer battery life.
Come on, everybody loves longer battery life.
Who doesn't?
Right.
And we're not just talking about like small improvements here.
Okay.
With the advances in AI, we could see a whole new level of intelligent power management
Okay.
where the chip dynamically adjusts its performance
Wow.
based on what you're doing, maximizing both power and battery life.
So, like, you're editing a 4K video on your iPhone,
Okay.
something that would normally kill your battery in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But with the A20 Pro and its smart power management,
Right.
you can keep editing for way longer
Yeah.
without worrying about running out of juice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about extending battery life for those really intensive tasks.
Right.
This AI-powered efficiency could also make everyday things, like browsing the web, checking email,
Yeah.
listening to music,
Okay.
even less demanding on the battery.
So we're potentially talking about an iPhone that
Yeah.
can handle really demanding tasks like a pro
Right.
while still lasting all day on a single charge.
That's the dream.
That would be
It
amazing.
would be a game changer.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit
Yep.
and talk about another area where the A20 Pro could have a huge impact.
Right.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, AI.
AI is everywhere these
It's
days.
taking over the world.
Right, and it's only going to become more prevalent in our lives.
Absolutely.
The A20 Pro's increased processing power could allow for some pretty sophisticated AI models to run directly on the device
Right.
without needing to rely on the cloud.
Exactly.
So instead of sending our data to a remote server to be processed by an AI,
Yeah.
we'd have a mini supercomputer right in our pocket
Basically,
that could handle those computations locally.
that's the idea.
Wow. And that opens up a whole bunch of possibilities.
Oh, yeah, a ton.
Think about real-time language translation,
Okay.
advanced image recognition, personalized recommendations,
Yeah.
even things like predictive health monitoring,
No, you're talking.
all happening right on your iPhone
Right.
with no need to send your sensitive data to the cloud.
Exactly. Privacy by design.
Okay, now that's where it gets really interesting.
Right.
Predictive health monitoring. How would the A20 Pro even play a role in that?
Well, imagine the iPhone's various sensors,
Okay.
like the heart rate monitor,
Yeah.
accelerometer, all working together with powerful on-device AI algorithms.
Okay.
They could analyze your biometric data,
Right.
activity levels,
Why am I
sleep
it?
patterns,
Yeah.
other health indicators to detect potential issues early on,
Really?
even before you notice any symptoms.
So it's like having a personal health assistant
Yeah.
built right into your iPhone,
Exactly.
constantly monitoring your well-being and alerting you if something seems off.
That's the vision.
That sounds almost futuristic.
It's a glimpse into the future of personalized healthcare,
Yeah.
where technology empowers people to be more proactive about their health. Of course, there are lots of questions about privacy and data security,
Right.
but the possibilities are pretty exciting.
Definitely a lot to think about there.
For sure.
But before we get too carried away with all the amazing things this A20 Pro chip could do, let's talk about some potential downsides.
Okay.
We've already mentioned the cost,
Right.
but what other challenges might Apple face?
Well, one potential hurdle is the complexity of software development.
Okay.
Creating apps and experiences that can really take advantage of the A20 Pro's capabilities.
Right.
That's going to require some serious skills and resources.
Yeah, I can see that.
We might see a bit of a lag as developers adapt to this new level of processing power.
So it might take some time for the software to catch up to the hardware.
Exactly. It's often a balancing act
Right.
between hardware advancements and software innovation.
Okay, what other concerns are there?
Well, even with all the efficiency improvements, a more powerful chip could still drain the battery faster,
Yeah.
especially if it's constantly being pushed to its limits.
Right.
Apple's going to need to find that sweet spot between performance and power consumption.
Yeah, nobody wants a super powered phone that dies after 2 hours.
Exactly. It's got to last. You got
Right.
to find that balance.
It sounds like the A20 Pro could be a double-edged sword.
In a way, yeah.
Incredible power and potential, but also potential issues with software development and battery management.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
It's always important to consider both the good and the bad when you're looking at new technology.
Right.
But ultimately,
Yeah.
the success of the A20 Pro will depend on how well Apple and developers can use its power to create really compelling user experiences.
Speaking of users,
Yeah.
do you think the average person will even notice the difference
That's a good question.
between the A20 Pro and the chips in previous iPhones?
For everyday tasks
Like,
like browsing the web, checking email,
Yeah.
scrolling through social media,
Right.
the average user might not see the full extent of the A20 Pro's performance gains.
Okay.
But for power users,
Yeah.
gamers, professionals who really push their devices to the limit,
Right.
they'll definitely notice the difference.
So it sounds like the A20 Pro is a chip designed for the future,
I think so.
but maybe not everyone will fully understand its capabilities right away.
Right.
It's like having a high-performance sports car.
Okay.
You can drive it to the grocery store, but it really shines on a racetrack.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Right.
And just like a sports car,
Yeah.
the A20 Pro is probably going to come with a premium price tag.
Okay, so that raises the question,
Yeah.
will the added cost be worth it for the average consumer?
For some people, absolutely.
Okay.
They'll want the cutting-edge performance and the future-proofing.
Right.
That'll be worth the extra money.
Yeah.
But for others, a more affordable iPhone
Right.
with a slightly less powerful chip
Yeah.
might make more sense.
It all depends on individual needs and priorities,
Absolutely.
but there's no doubt
No.
that the A20 Pro has the potential to be a game changer
It does.
for Apple and for the smartphone industry as a whole.
It could really shake things up.
Its capabilities could unlock a whole new wave of innovation
Yeah.
in areas like AI, AR, mobile gaming.
It's exciting to think about.
It'll be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
For sure.
But for now,
Yeah.
let's zoom out a bit
Okay.
and consider the bigger picture,
All right.
this A20 Pro chip and TSMC's 2-nanometer process in general. They have implications that go way beyond just
Oh,
iPhones.
absolutely. In part three, we'll dive into the geopolitical and economic factors at play here
Okay.
and explore the role of semiconductor technology in shaping the global landscape.
Sounds good. Stay tuned, everybody. All right, so we've talked about the A20 Pro chip itself, its potential, its downsides, but you hinted that there's a bigger picture here, something that goes beyond just Apple and iPhones.
Right. We've been focusing on the micro, like the chip itself.
Yeah.
But now let's zoom out
Okay.
and look at the macro.
All right.
this tiny little piece of silicon actually touches on some pretty big geopolitical and economic forces.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Yeah. Lay it on me. What are we talking about here?
Well, think about TSMC, for starters.
Okay.
They're the ones actually making these 2-nanometer chips.
Right.
And right now, they're basically the only ones who can do it.
At this level.
At this level.
Yeah.
When it comes to this cutting-edge chip manufacturing.
So it's like they're holding all the cards?
They kind of are when it comes to advanced technology.
In a way, yeah. They've got a huge amount of leverage in the global tech market.
So they're not just valuable to companies like Apple,
right,
but to entire countries.
Exactly.
Right.
We're talking about a potential shift in the balance of power.
Wow.
Where control over chip production becomes a strategic asset.
So it's not just about who can design the coolest gadgets anymore.
No.
It's about who controls the means of production.
It is. That's the new battleground.
This little chip is suddenly feeling a lot more significant.
It is. And it highlights a trend we've been seeing. The increasing importance of semiconductors in the global economy.
Right.
Chips are in everything these days.
Everything.
Smartphones, laptops, cars, airplanes.
It's crazy.
They're the brains behind our modern world.
And whoever controls the supply of those brains has a lot of power.
Exactly. Whoever controls the chips controls the future.
So the race for technological superiority isn't just about innovation anymore.
Right.
It's about securing access to these crucial resources.
That's right.
That's a whole other level of complexity.
Absolutely. Governments around the world are taking notice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're seeing massive investments.
Okay.
In semiconductor research and development and efforts to bring chip production closer to home.
So like trying to reduce their reliance on a single supplier.
Exactly. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket.
It sounds like this little chip has become a pawn in a much bigger game.
It has.
Of global chess.
That's a good way to put it. It's a game with high stakes.
Yeah.
The ability to make these advanced semiconductors is seen as a matter of national security and economic competitiveness.
And like we've seen with those supply chain issues lately, the consequences of falling behind can be pretty severe.
Oh, absolutely.
So when we talk about the A20 Pro,
we
can't just think about its potential for iPhones.
Right.
We have to think about its role in this global tech competition.
It's all connected.
This is mind-blowing. We started with a single chip. And ended up talking about global power dynamics.
And the future of technology.
It just goes to show that there's always more to learn.
Always another layer to peel back.
So to everyone listening,
next
time you pick up your smartphone, take a minute to think about the complexity behind it.
That tiny device in your hand.
It's a product of human ingenuity.
For sure.
Global collaboration.
Absolutely.
And a fierce competition for technological dominance.
It's all part of the story.
As we move forward, it's important to be aware of these big forces at play.
Right.
To understand the implications of our tech choices.
Yeah.
And to have thoughtful discussions.